Did you know that of the 40,000 elected parliament members around the world, less than 17% are women? Even in the U.S. Congress, less than 18% of the representatives are women. The International Women's Democracy Center provides women around the globe with effective tools and skills to have a voice in shaping politics and policy. Log on to IWDC.org to learn more and make a tax-deductible donation. IWDC.org, strengthening and expanding the role of women leaders worldwide. Brought to you by AnythingGoesRadio.com and this station. Well, hey there, my friends. Welcome back into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, mixing up the music in a way that I hope is to your liking. And we do thank you for sharing part of your day with us. And by the way, if you have anything you'd like to share, I sure hope you won't hesitate to reach out to us. You'll find me on Facebook in two locations. My personal page is Lise Avery, and there's a fan page out there for Anything Goes, too. So I hope you'll take a moment to head there and like Anything Goes. Or next time you're online, just head on over to AnythingGoesRadio.com. That's my website, of course, and sign up for my newsletter so we can really stay in touch. If you take a moment to do that, we can let you know when we have a contest for really great stuff or when we're going to be bringing you an interview that we're really excited about. Now, if you've just joined us, welcome on in. We're spending some time today with the music and history of 1942. And when we ended the last set, I left you with a trivia question. The question on the floor was, how much do you think a gallon of gas was in 1942? The answer, believe it or not, was 15 cents. By the way, if you enjoy our trivia questions, be sure to check out my contest page at AnythingGoesRadio.com, and you might just win some cool stuff in exchange for your wisdom. And before we get back to the music, let me give you another one to ponder. If a gallon of gas was 15 cents, how much do you think a bottle of Coca-Cola was? I'll give you a hint. Ounce for ounce, the Coke was a lot more expensive than the gasoline. And while you're thinking about that one, how about we listen to Benny Goodman and his orchestra?
Hi, this is Sesame Street's Bob McGrath. And did you know that I began my career singing with Mitch Miller? Well, if you're listening to a radio show that mixes the classic with the contemporary, you must be listening to Anything Goes with Lise Avery.
Billie Holiday, along with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and Travelin' Light. And the music for Travelin' Light was written by Jimmy Mundy and Trummy Young, and the words were written by none other than Johnny Mercer. And we also heard from Benny Goodman and his orchestra with Miss Peggy Lee on the vocals in 1942, and Somebody Else is Taking My Place. In 1941, Helen Forrest quit Benny Goodman's orchestra to join Harry James, and Benny needed a singer. He happened to hear Peggy Lee singing in a cocktail lounge in Chicago, and he hired her. In 1942, America and its allies were beginning to take their toll on Germany and Japan. In the Pacific, Americans fought ferociously on Guadalcanal, and General Jimmy Doolittle led a famous bombing raid on Tokyo. And the U.S. Navy made a dramatic comeback after Pearl Harbor and defeated the Japanese in battles at Midway and the Coral Sea. Factories across the U.S. switched their production from civilian needs to military ones, and there were a lot of technological advances. The first primitive computers and experimental aircraft appeared, and industrialist Henry Kaiser developed a way to mass-produce a complete 10,000-ton Liberty ship in only 4 days. And before we get back to the music, I know I left you with a trivia question. The price of a Coca-Cola in 1942 was 5 cents. Our next track brings us to another historical event in 1942.
That was the year that Johnny Mercer, producer-composer Buddy DeSilva, and music store owner Glenn Wallix founded Capitol Records. The very first artist they signed was boogie-woogie pianist Freddie Slack, who gave them their very first hit with Cow Cow Boogie.
Out on the plains, down near Santa Fe, I met a cowboy right in the range one day. And as he jogged along, I heard him singing a most peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in the city. Come-a-ta-i-i, get along. Get hip, little doggies, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Get hip, little doggies, and he trucked them on down the old fairway, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come-a-ta-i-i, come-a-ta-yip-tally-i-i, singing his cowboy song. He's just too much. He's got a knocked-out western accent with a Harlem touch. He was raised on local weed. He's what you call a swing half-breed, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come-a-ta-i-i, come-a-ta-yip-tally-i-i.
Freddie Slack and his orchestra with Ella Mae Morse on the vocals and the Cow Cow Boogie. And that recording gave brand new Capitol Records their first hit and was used in the Abbott and Costello comedy Ride 'em Cowboy. And one of the founders of Capitol Records, Johnny Mercer, also had a hit that year. It was the Strip Polka. And, well, we'll hear Strip Polka a little bit later on in the broadcast. Right now, well, we've got to take another break, but it's time for another trivia question. So we've already learned that in 1942, the price of a Coke was 5 cents, the price of a gallon of gas was 15 cents, and the average cost of a new house was about $3,800. So how much do you think the average new car cost? I'm Lise Avery. We'll have your answer and more great music from 1942 here on Anything Goes when we get back.